Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, The Cybersecurity Lifecycle. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Cybersecurity Concepts in the Cybersecurity Essentials for Product Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore the various phases of the cybersecurity lifecycle, which include identify, protect, detect, respond, and recover. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to explain the significance of each phase in maintaining security and understand real-world applications of the lifecycle in protecting digital assets. Main content: understanding the phases, identify, protect, detect, respond, recover. The cybersecurity lifecycle is a systematic approach to managing and protecting an organization's digital assets. It consists of five key phases: identify, protect, detect, respond, and recover. Each phase plays a crucial role in ensuring the security and integrity of information systems. Identify. The first phase involves recognizing and understanding the organization's assets, vulnerabilities, and threats. This includes conducting risk assessments to identify potential security gaps and evaluate the impact of different threats. By identifying what needs protection and the specific risks involved, organizations can prioritize their cybersecurity efforts. Protect. After identifying assets and vulnerabilities, the next step is to implement measures to safeguard those assets. This includes deploying security controls such as firewalls, encryption, and access management systems. The protect phase aims to mitigate risks by establishing barriers that prevent unauthorized access and reduce the likelihood of a cyber incident. Detect. Even with robust protections in place, threats can still occur. The detect phase focuses on monitoring networks and systems for signs of a cybersecurity incident. This involves using tools like intrusion detection systems, IDS, and security information and event management, SIEM, solutions to identify suspicious activities in real time. Early detection is vital, as it allows organizations to respond swiftly to potential threats. Respond. In the event of a detected threat, the respond phase outlines the procedures to follow. This includes having an incident response plan in place that details the steps to contain and mitigate the impact of the incident. Effective communication and coordination are essential during this phase to ensure that all stakeholders are informed and that the incident is managed efficiently. Recover. The final phase is focused on restoring normal operations after an incident has occurred. This involves analyzing the incident to learn from it and improve future security measures. Recovery also includes restoring data from backups and ensuring that systems are secure before bringing them back online. Importance of each phase in maintaining security. Each phase of the cybersecurity lifecycle is interlinked and contributes to an organization's overall security posture. By understanding the importance of these phases, organizations can create a comprehensive cybersecurity strategy that addresses both proactive and reactive measures. The identify phase lays the groundwork for effective security by pinpointing critical assets and potential risks. The protect phase ensures that security measures are in place to defend against threats. The detect phase is crucial for identifying incidents before they escalate, allowing for timely intervention. The respond phase minimizes damage through coordinated action and efficient management of incidents. Finally, the recover phase ensures that organizations can bounce back from incidents and continuously improve their security practices. Real-world applications of the lifecycle. To illustrate the practical applications of the cybersecurity lifecycle, consider the following examples from the B2C business context: e-commerce platform security. An online retail company identifies customer data as a critical asset. They implement strong encryption and access controls to protect this data. By monitoring for unusual activity, they can detect potential breaches and respond quickly, minimizing customer impact. Social media application. A social media platform regularly assesses its vulnerabilities and updates its security policies. When a data breach is detected, the company activates its incident response plan, communicates with users about potential impacts, and recovers by enhancing its security measures based on lessons learned. Mobile banking app. A banking app employs multi-factor authentication to protect user accounts. In case of suspicious login attempts, the app detects these activities and alerts users. If a breach occurs, the bank has a response plan ready and can recover lost data to maintain trust with its customers. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've explored the cybersecurity lifecycle, including its phases: identify, protect, detect, respond, and recover. Each phase is essential for maintaining the security of digital assets and plays a vital role in an organization's overall cybersecurity strategy. By understanding these concepts, you are better equipped to contribute to your organization's efforts in safeguarding its information systems. Reflection questions: how can you apply the identify phase to assess your organization's digital assets and vulnerabilities? What protective measures could be implemented to enhance security in your business context? After learning about the respond phase, how would you evaluate your organization's readiness to manage a cybersecurity incident?